Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, a fan just like you, on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over at WrestleZone.com. Think of it like this. You know, maybe you're just one of these guys, like a few of my students' parents come up to me and say, hey man, you like wrestling? And then they'll start talking about like New Japan Wrestling and Jake the Snake, and they're secret wrestling fans. A lot of us don't have people to talk to wrestling about. So I'm your buddy that you can talk to wrestling about. I'm going to give you some instant reaction to SmackDown. That instant reaction show we did for Raw was bonkers, folks. Did great downloads, got a lot of great feedback. People say that I say what other people think, which is kind of nice, but I just got to be me. And let's go ahead and get to SmackDown. SmackDown, was it that hard? Was it that fucking hard, really? Was it that hard to book something well and simply to get fans to cheer the good guys and boo the bad guys and create something for the future? Well, apparently it was on Raw last night, but it certainly wasn't on SmackDown tonight for the most part. I was very pleased with a couple things they did and actually surprised. Of course, the show started with a collective sigh from most of us, including those in the audience, from seeing Shane walk out. There were CM Punk chants and You Can't Wrestle chants, and he's got that thing you might call go-away heat. And the thing with the go-away heat is, if you have someone with go-away heat, if you put up a good guy, a baby face, against that go-away heat, you could turn that heat into real heat, and they did a good job of that tonight. Of course, it set up a match at SummerSlam between Owens and Shane. I could nitpick and say, man, they could have made it so that Owens had to earn the match by going through all these hoops and all this stuff. Instead, we had a very predictable, very familiar angle where they brought out a timekeeper and Elias, and they brought out an announcer and Shane and a ref and Drew McIntyre. I was wondering why they didn't just bring Patterson and Briscoe out. Shinsuke beat Apollo Crews. Loved it. I'm not sure what Crews brings to the table. I'm not sure what you do with an Apollo Crews. I do know that you need strong guys and you need guys who aren't as strong. You need guys to win and guys to lose. And Nakamura won. He's the right guy to push. There was an outstanding segment with The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, and HBK. And let me say, Serious Miz is good Miz. Serious Miz is good for business. When he turned babyface before and he was pandering and smiling, and it never worked. But if he can tap into what he had on that promo against Daniel Bryan on Talking Smack, it's a commodity. I want to see that serious side. As soon as Dolph comes out, I tweeted, well, I guess HBK is going to give Dolph a super kick. But man, was I wrong? And I'm so glad I was. Again, how hard was that? Why couldn't they have done that last night on Raw? Now, I know a lot of news came out that there was an injury to Ricochet, and a lot of the legends couldn't get cleared for bumps. But there are ways around those things, guys. You could turn the lights out and have a bloodied Hogan appear when the lights go on. There's about a million ways to do it. And I might actually, by request, book that reunion Raw. I don't do fantasy booking, but I do have some ideas. But in any case, we all knew what was going to happen. Shawn was going to stand there pensively and then super kick the fuck out of Dolph Ziggler. That didn't happen. Ziggler went after Shawn, and we don't know what's going to happen next. It looks like another Miz-Ziggler feud, but it's got a different slant to it. It actually makes me want to see it. Ember Moon defeated Charlotte Flair. Charlotte is great. She needs to be built up like the big deal. Build her up like Ric Flair. I don't know what they're doing with Ember. I don't know if she can carry the load as someone the fans connect with. Why? Because we don't know who the fuck she is. We don't know why she does what she does. She's a great wrestler in the ring. She looks very compelling, and she looks very interesting, and she's great when she wrestles. But who is she? Why does she do what she does? I still don't know. I still don't know that about most wrestlers. In Ember's case, she's a mystery. It makes me not that interested in it. Then we had Kofi Kingston come out and challenge, I guess, Randy Orton to challenge him for the title, which I thought was weird. Again, lazy booking. I don't know, lazy, but definitely unprepared booking. I think there could have been more setup, more breadcrumbs along the way, more nuggets, so it didn't seem like it was a last-second thing like Ember and Bayley and the Battle Royal they had last week on Raw. But turns out there's a story there, and there's a real story there, and there's a narrative story there. The narrative story that Kofi said was that he was on fire, Randy killed his push because he was afraid of him getting too good. The real story was Randy, I did some research on it today, really did kill that push, but it was more complicated than that. And we'll talk about that at a future date. But even though they did not set this match up and it came out of the blue, I like it. It's some real life shit. They'll be able to tap into some real life stuff to come across convincingly in promos. I thought it worked. I think it will work. Randy has kind of been laying low for a few years. And I don't know if you know my feelings on Kofi. If you want to say that I say things people think, I think Kofi as a champion is a flop. I don't think it's necessarily Kofi's fault. I think he fell into the situation where he got put into the match and the fans got behind him. WWE decided to lean into it and throw the fans a bone. But in reality, he's the third most charismatic member of the New Day. And there's something missing with him as far as a top guy. There really is. That's my opinion. But if you're going to go forth with this, the Orton thing is a good way to go. The promo was good. Kingston versus Samoa Joe turns into a big schmoz, which I don't mind at all because it perpetuated the feud and Joe doesn't need to get beat anymore. The reemergence of the Firefly Funhouse. I think we all thought it was dead. And it reintroduces the nuanced layers to this character, Bray Wyatt. Instead of, oh, he had a Firefly Funhouse and now he's attacking people, we have now more of a layered, shades of gray type, interesting, complex character. I like going back to the Funhouse. I like Bray having this duality. The Fiend is different than Bray Wyatt. I like how it's being played. I hope it eventually all makes sense. And then, again, is it that hard? You had Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns. I thought for sure you'd have the moment where Kevin Owens looks at Roman Reigns and they dash out of the ring and attack everybody. It didn't happen like that, but it kind of happened like that, where Owens and Reigns joined forces against McIntyre, Elias, and Shane McMahon. It worked great. The fans dug it. I dug it. It made me more excited to see SmackDown next week. I think it's a net gain and a win for the WWE with SmackDown. Comparing it with Raw, where they had this huge opportunity and got good ratings. Now, the bad thing about the good ratings is the ratings drop next week is going to be huge. Now, if they're afraid of a ratings drop, they're going to have some other kind of hot-shotted announcement. But the reality is they gave you no reason to watch the following week. But I'll tell you what, they gave me lots of reasons to watch SmackDown the following week. Orton and Kingston, how deep will it go? How real will it get with HBK and Ziggler and Miz, or just Ziggler and Miz saying do something, and Dolph kind of playing it like a pussy, but at the same time taking out the legend HBK, and the stuff that he said to HBK about, you know, the match being an embarrassment that HBK was in, HBK agreeing, all good stuff. It all reminds me just a little bit of the early pre-NWO Nitro. I think this was Bischoff's first day. I don't know. But I enjoyed SmackDown overall. I thought it was a much better show than Raw. And I'm going to watch again next week. I'm going to watch again next week because they created some reasons for me to do so. Owens is killing it in this babyface role. And aligning him with Reigns is smart on several ends. I thought it was a good show. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Total Engagement and thought it was a good show as well. Tell your friends. We're going to have a big show later on this week. And I appreciate all your support. It means so much to me that you guys are enjoying this show and recommending it for StarCast and all the nice things you do and some great reviews over on iTunes. Thanks, guys. I'm just your wrestling buddy over here, Matt, your fellow fan watching the wrestling with you. And I'll see you next time on Total Engagement with Matt Coon, me. Brought to you on the MLW Radio Network and partnered with WrestleZone.com. See you soon.